Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In her book, Amazing Grace, A Vocabulary of Faith, poet and author Kathleen Norris writes about visiting elementary school classrooms to introduce students to poetry. In parochial schools, she reads the Psalms out loud with the students. I have found, she writes, that when I have asked children to write their own Psalms, their poems often have an emotional directness that is similar to that of the biblical Psalter. Once a little boy wrote a poem called The Monster Who Was Sorry. He began by admitting that he hates it when his father yells at him. His response in the poem is to throw his sister down the stairs and then wreck his room, and finally to wreck the whole town. The poem concludes, "Then I sit in my messy house and say to myself, I shouldn't have done all that." My messy house says it all, Norris continues. With more honesty than most adults can muster, the boy made a metaphor for himself that admitted the depth of his rage and also gave him a way out. If that boy had been a novice in the 4th century monastic desert, his elders might have told him that he was well on his way toward repentance. Not such a monster after all, but only human. If the house is messy, they might have said, why not clean it up? Why not make it into a place where God might wish to dwell? Lent is the season of the church year which invites us to take a good look at our own messy houses. That is the reason for that discipline of giving something up or taking on a new spiritual practice during the 40 days of Lent. It's not about causing yourself to suffer, but about making room in that messy house to see where God is at work. It's all about taking attention away from all the distractions with which we fill our lives. All the things we do and have and buy which do not satisfy our souls. And then our attention is freed up to seek that which our soul longs for, a deeper love for God, a deeper sense of God's presence, which is constant in our lives, even when we don't see. The word that we often use for this awareness, this change of perspective, the word that Jesus uses in the gospel lesson today is repent. I don't know about you, but I don't love that word. It sounds judgy. It sounds like you aren't doing well enough, you need to do better, and you should feel a little bad about all the things you're not doing well enough. But that's not really what that word means in the Bible. To repent means to turn around, to change one's attention and attitude, and so change one's mind and heart. Isaiah describes what it might look like to repent, to return attention to God. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that God may have mercy on them, and to our God who will abundantly pardon them. God invites God's people to embrace the promise that God offers and to trust in God. God invites us to change our minds, to stretch our hearts, to make room for God's grace and goodness in the midst of the mess. Isaiah speaks these words to the people of Judah while they are in exile. They have lost almost everything. They are strangers in a strange land. And friends, don't we feel that way sometimes? Especially in these strange and frightening days. Like the life we find ourselves in is not the life we prepared for or expected. Some of our dreams and plans have come to fruition, but so many times we feel like our feet have been swept out from under us by the unexpected illness or trauma or grief or disappointment. Our carefully built houses of cards topple, and we find ourselves wondering which way to turn. We can try hard to fix ourselves with diets and exercise programs, continuing education and investment accounts and world travel. And all of those are good things, and they have a place in a good life. But none of them will rescue us or fix us. Instead, Lent invites us to turn to God, who rescues us by declaring that we are already loved beyond measure and beyond reason, and by asking us to live out that love for all the world. During the season of Lent, we are invited to take stock of our messy houses, to pay attention to the distracting piles, to the things we've torn down or hidden from ourselves, to bring our messes, our anger, our fear, our feeling of inadequacy, as well as our hope and sorrow, into the light of God's grace. We turn in trust to God, who offers forgiveness and invites us to stretch our hearts to receive and share God's healing love. Our blessing for this third week of Lent from Kate Bowler is a blessing for stretching our hearts. And this one touched close, my friends. God, my life has too many things. Awful, lovely, full, shockingly incomplete. Will you help me learn to live with a greater capacity for this? Living in the tension between a life that has worked out and one that has gone to hell in every handbasket. Let today be a divine exercise of yes and. Yes, I have so much to be thankful for, and this has not turned out the way I thought it would. Yes, I feel moments of joy, and I have lost more than I could live without. Yes, I want to make the most of this day, and my body keeps breaking. Yes, I am hopeful, and this is daunting. Yes, I am trying to be brave, and I feel so afraid. So bless me, bless us, God, trying to live in between those two words, yes and. May we understand this is where the real work of life is found, where it takes courage to live, where grief can strip me to the studs and love can remake me once again. Where my heart can both be broken and keep on beating, never sorry to have broken at all. Yes, and. Make me capable of great joy, great love, great risk, even fear, as you expand my heart with this yes and today. Amen.